Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Gearhead Perspective. Day late, but not a dollar short. You guys didn't know I was going to say that.
I am a dollar short, I promise.
They did a study and found that people that are late are typically happier than the people waiting on the late people.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get ticked when I'm waiting on people.
That does make sense.
Tonight, we're going to kind of follow along with our theme since it's off season. We're not really doing a whole lot outside.
I did do something on my car. You guys want to see what I messed up?
Yeah, let's see it.
Okay. So this is the janky idler arm for a 65 Ford Fairlane. Looks terrible. Looks like somebody bent rebar. This is the bushing bracket. And I tried to get this bushing to go in it, which I ordered it for a 65, so it should have fit, theoretically. It did not. And until I measured it out, I had no idea why. I thought I was screwing something up. I thought I messed something up. And then I measured it out. The hole is like 1.15, and the bushing is 1.25. So bushing didn't want to go in the hole. So I spent like an hour the other night trying to figure out solutions at my local parts store. And I was trying to find different ways to work around it, different ways to try and figure out what I could do to remedy the situation. Turns out that bushing is actually available through my local parts store. So he ordered me the right one. It would be in tomorrow and I will put it in. It measures out correctly. So cool. We wasted an hour trying to figure out a shortcut way around it when all we had to do was just order the right
part. Do it the right way?
Yeah. So yet another lesson learned. But other than that, I've been trying to find little things to do out here, like paint my battery tray and little stuff like that. But in order to paint
the battery tray. I've got all kinds of cool stuff. I've got all kinds of stuff going on over here. I thought you were froze. You tricked me.
He's trying to fool us.
I ordered a fuel enrichment system from Nitrous Express. Got that deal all made, some brackets for it, and got everything mounted and blah blah blah. It's good. I gotta plumb it and wire it still, but it's where it needs to be. Now it's the easy part. I made some wooden cradles, 2x4 cradles, foot tall.
I half expected for your car to be much taller while doing this episode.
Well, that's the other thing I'm waiting on. I got some new valve covers. You know, you guys can't imagine that, right? Not for me. But I took them to a guy here in town, Ty's Profab, to weld on the dash 10 fittings and the oil fill cap. I'll pick it up tomorrow. When the valve covers go back on, then I'll put the car up. And then get underneath and move the battery to the back, or maybe, I haven't decided yet. We'll see. Anyway, so I've done a few things. I haven't, you know, that's not where I was leading earlier with the old intro part. But what I meant was we're not out racing. We're not out doing burnouts.
No, not at all.
No. I've done very little in the garage.
Yeah. But with all that being said, we decided what we're going to talk about tonight, since we've been spending time in the garage. Stuff we all like to talk about is tools, right? So we're kind of going to go over some of what we feel like a guy should have in his garage, doing the kind of stuff that we do. Maybe some of your favorite things that you have. I got a couple. But so we're going to go over a little bit of that, and then I think Fro's got some other things, some slides set up for us. That's his new deal. He likes doing that.
It's not a bad thing. I enjoy it.
No. All right. So, all that being said, who wants to start it off? Who wants to start off the pool?
I want to jump in and I want to say something, because it's something that Bo said to me. One of the first tools that I have is a harmonic balancer puller. Seems like something stupid. Seems like something that You know, you may not need you can pick it up on the rental tool shelf at your local parts store. There's really no reason.
Oh, it's always messed up.
And that's
the threads are always gacked when you get that deal. It's already bad. Someone's hit it with an impact.
That's where I was going with this. I ran up to the local parts store and picked up a ball joint press. Figured I could use that to push my bushing into my bracket. And after the third one, I did have a pretty good ball joint press. The first two were just absolutely busted. It was just pointless. So yeah, it's go ahead.
I ain't gonna lie, if I rent a tool from O'Reilly's and it's a pretty good shape one, there's a strong possibility I'm not taking it back.
I'm just gonna buy that deal. Just keep it. Keep the money.
I mean, you've already paid for it.
Yeah.
I just, there's a drawer in my bench that's just full of O'Reilly's rental tools. I don't know if they're against that or not, but they don't say anything to me, and I'm a frequent flyer.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you paid for it. That deposit you put down, that pays for it when you don't bring it back. So you're good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've even told them before, like, hey, I'm not bringing this deal back. It's brand new.
Mine.
Yeah.
But already no, that's my name in it. The harmonic balancer puller, I bought it because I had to change out the timing cover on the Fairlane. And Bo and I actually talked about this, and I was like, man, I'll just go pick up a rental tool up at the parts store. And Bo was like, man, why waste your time with that? You know it's going to be broken. You know it's the threads are always screwed up on them. You know they've used them with an impact. There's no point to it. So this was
– I use an impact too.
This was like $30. Spend the $30.
I think I might have bought mine maybe when I had the Monte Carlo. Still have the same one.
I don't have one.
I think I've still got the same one. And there is a portion of the where the threads are gacked. And instead of that pointy little deal on the end, I just have a socket shoved on there.
Yeah, what works.
Yeah. But I mean, crap, I've had that thing for, what is that, 25 years? And I'm pretty sure that I got it. I think
you may be underestimating.
I'm rounding down. You remember that? Yeah, that deal. I just have a socket. I just use a different socket every time. You remember that crappy tool deal where they would come set up over at the
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it the Civic Center? The
Armory.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's where I got it.
Yeah, Jimmy lost the
nipple. It's a really nice one.
You don't like the
Armory from the Gypsy Tool guys.
Well, it's because he bought a 150 pack of cutoff wheels for 13 cents.
Yeah,
he's using it. Bill broke, cut his nipple in three pieces, grew back fine. He's okay. But no, don't buy 150 pack for 13 cents. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
That's the first tool I have. Like, and the piece of advice that I got from Bo was, don't pick up rental tools.
No, my piece of advice for that one is don't loan it.
Yeah,
don't loan it to anybody without a deposit.
Unless you're going to go help them use it.
Yeah, if it comes back, it's coming back gacked.
It's true. I do tend to. I did tend to take a little more care of it. Besides, I couldn't get an impact on it because radiator was in the way.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
All right, well, I'll go next. I have props, which is, we just talked about this before the show. Usually John has all the props.
I'm usually the prop guy. Props
is weird.
Yeah.
So here's on my mind lately. I've been building little brackets and little straps to mount fuel cell and, you know, fuel pressure regulators and fuel pumps, whatever. So two little items kind of go hand in hand when you're building brackets and you're drilling holes. Two of my favorite tools as of right now is this little guy right here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then our buddy Devin will roll his eyes when he watches and or listens to this. But what's that, guys?
That's a step drill.
Nice step
tree bit. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big one. I've got probably five or six all different sizes. I grabbed the big one for showing purposes. These two things are super handy.
Yeah,
have if you're going to be doing any kind of hole drilling, right?
There is almost always a step bit chucked up in the drill.
Oh yeah,
and I still grab more when I'm at Hobo Freight.
I think I'm gonna buy a good one.
Both of those items you just held up are in my Temu cart right now.
Well, let me know if they're any good, because I might.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna find out. How can you screw up a step bit? I mean, I can screw one up.
My step bits from Hobo Freight didn't last.
What, if you want to screw up a drill bit in a hurry, let that guy use it.
You talking about me?
Yeah, he will cook the end of a drill.
I do not.
Yeah, you do.
No, it's okay. So I'm going to throw
sometimes this out. Sometimes you got to let the drill bit do the work.
So I did cook the end of one of Jimmy's drill bits. So I came back home. The drill bit set that I have not screwed up a single one of those drill bits, and I use it exactly the same way. I'm not saying Jimmy has bad drill bits.
You're probably only drilling through that thin old forge sheet metal, though.
Yeah, that's all I was drilling through with Jimmy's was cheap old forge stuff.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, John, what do you got for us?
So you were talking about your fabrication on the brackets and stuff, and I've been 3 years now with my sheet metal brake and my bead roller and all of my sheet metal fabrication stuff locked up in a storage unit 300 miles away, and it's killing me. I mean, I want to make all kinds of things and I can't.
You're pretty good at making bracket stuff. You came over to my house one time and had to make a few things, and your stuff turns out good. Really nice. You got that machinist detail.
I like to figure them out, yeah. But if you got a really nice sheet metal brake and a good little bead roller, you can make some cool looking brackets, some good looking filler plates, and I miss having those tools.
I've never used a bead roller. I've helped Fro.
Yeah.
Bead roll a couple of things, but
handy.
I think I just did the crank.
Yeah, gotta have a crank guy.
Fro, you got another one?
Once you catch on to bead rolling, like it is my area of zen. Like I love rolling beads. These are the drill bits I'm using. They are apparently unbreakable.
Milwaukee. Are they tin coated? Are they cobalt? Are they? Yeah.
It's actually pronounced Milwaukee, meaning the good land.
Yeah. Good looking drill bits.
So, yeah, those drill bits don't apparently break when morons like me get a hold of them.
So keep on going with the fabrication and stuff, Bill.
Woo!
This is one of the other tools that I use a lot. And Fro uses a lot when I let him borrow it.
Riv nut driver, also in the Temu cart.
This thing, man, I got this off the jungle store. And I dig it. I use it a ton.
I'm pretty sure I got a whole rib nut driver and set and both of those other two items, the center punch and the step drills. And I'm not even up to $10 yet. I was trying to get up to like $20 so that I can justify having it on a container ship for that long. Yeah. But
I use this big old thing, right? And this works great. I have no problems with it. It is kind of hard to get in some hard to reach places. Devin has got me turned on to the little kits that you just use by hand and it crunches the art.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what he uses on all his body mount stuff and on all the projects he does. Not all the projects, but a lot of stuff he does at his shop. And that's in my jungle cart right now, a kit like that. Because it works great. I watched him do 15 of them in a few minutes the other day.
Wow. I wondered how quick those were comparatively.
It's the same exact thing.
I didn't know what the quality of nut that you get. The
same thing.
Like how long you had to work to get that nut.
So it works a little bit harder, but it's worth it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, the rib nut tool has a rivet that goes down in the hole. When you crimp it down, it locks it into place, and that rivet is threaded so that you can use it to, in my case, bolt down your accelerator pedal or bolt down your seats. It's very helpful in areas where you can't get to the backside.
Yeah, it's heavy duty for important things like a seat bolt. You could probably put a seat belt in it.
I'm not putting a seat belt in it. And I'm not using it for the back seat bolts, but the front seat bolts, I'm using it. I used
them for my shifter mount. I got four by big. I think they're 3/8 holding my shifter mount in.
There's a lot of times I would love to have one of those, and I just never bought one. But
man, they're so cool. They're worth it.
Handy as a totally worth it. Earth.
John, you got another favorite tool? Go ahead. Huh?
I'm gonna squeeze another one in real quick.
Oh, squeeze another one in.
Man, Bo's got all the good ones. Bo took all the good ones. If you don't have Sharpies in your shop, then
pretty much every time I go to DG, that's Dollar General for y'all that don't know. I grab whatever they have right there. It was like a 2-pack for $1. I usually grab them every time I go. So I'm not a whole drawer. I don't have enough Sharpies to necessitate an entire drawer, but I got a handful of Sharpies.
Yeah.
I have them spread out the shop.
I'm not going to say where I get them, because let's just say I might be sponsored a little bit on Sharpies.
Right.
but I got a whole drawer dedicated to Sharpies, all different colors, because you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. You don't want a black Sharpie if you're doing black panels. I got different
red, colors. Blue, and black.
Yeah.
Red, blue, and black.
Red, blue, black, green. Got a whitey.
No, I'm just joking.
Red I like jacket, the little stubby jacket. Ones.
He would like the little stubby ones.
John, you got a tool you want to throw in here?
Well, I'm jonesing for enough room to have all my old tools back in one spot where I can use them. And then one of the first adds that I want to make is a plasma table. Want to be able to cut out some stuff, and then and in conjunction with that, the dies to turn my little shop press into a bending press, like the dies to bend brackets.
Fun.
That's on the list for sure. Yeah. But current tools,
you're talking all fancy stuff.
Well, I mean,
you're like bead roller and blah blah blah. I'm talking like I got a drill bit.
I miss my breath break so bad. I miss all my tools. Like they're all I bet they miss me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they do.
I mean, probably off crying in Oklahoma going, I wish John would come use me.
See, and you've got actually a really cool sheet metal brake.
Yes. Thank you.
I really could have used your press the other day.
Yeah.
There's quite a few things that you have in storage that I was like, man, I really just need to get the combination for his storage unit and just go over there and use them.
Yeah, I wish somebody would get some use out of some of that stuff. But I'm really hopeful that in the next 6 months I got a spot to get all that stuff back in action and get my little metal shop set back up and be able to do some things. But like garage tools, I'm really old school. I'll grab a pocket full of end wrenches before I'll go grab a socket I do use the clickety clack, the old DeWalt
electric impact,
but my go-to, I think we actually broke it and I just haven't even replaced it. Cause my go-to is just a pocket full of end wrenches.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's the common stuff. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Have all the screwdrivers you can get.
Yeah.
Wrenches, sockets, ratchets, breakover bar, all that stuff. What I'm kind of talking about is stuff like, if you're trying to build what you want.
The weird hammers.
Hammers. Yeah. But the electric tools, electric impact, the drills, electric ratchet, I am spoiled rotten. I've had those for the last few years. And I'm not going to lie, dude, where I used to, I would grab wrenches or the occasional ratchet. Now I'm about my electric tools.
Really?
Yeah. I use them a lot at work too, though.
I get spoiled when I go over to Bo's house to work on something because he has the electric ratchet and the impact and everything. And I get home and I'm like, stupid wrenches.
Stupid wrenches.
It makes things easy. You know, I never would have bought that stuff, but a company I used to work for, they bought us the impacts and drills and for work, and I end up using it more at home. And then whenever I left that company and had to turn those tools back in, I went and bought me some. I bought my own, you know, maybe not as nice as what I had there. You know, I may or may not be. They're still red and white, but they're from Hobo Freight.
Yeah,
but they work great, man. I'm not complaining about them at all. They really do good. But yeah, other than all the common stuff, there's other things like if you build tools like this.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that tool.
Your fancy little 5/8 wrench that I welded a 5/8 socket on the end to.
Yeah.
This is for my car. This is for spark plugs. Amazing. It's a perfect tool.
There were a bunch of tools that my grandpa had built that were stashed out in his shop that I really wish I would have got my hands on before the family went nuts out there. But when he passed away, all that stuff was gone before I even knew what was going on.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
a lot of really cool stuff.
That kind of stuff happens.
It does.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be working on any kind of interior or even underneath the hood of new cars. This guy right here.
Panel popper.
Got to have a panel popper. This deal comes in clutch sometimes.
Yeah.
That's something.
It does.
Shanda was going to buy a panel popper the other day. She wanted to take the panel off of the door in her car. And I said, I'm on no part of that.
No. It's going to rattle forever after you take that off.
Yeah.
Unless you have Jimmy.
You're going to be.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it on.
Jimmy has a gift.
Yeah. He's took off many a door panel. Not I, said the fly. I'm out.
If you're going to be working on anything, fuel injection.
Yep.
It's cheap. It's dumb. Yeah. It's but you can't go wrong with it because you have to have it to get
four lines off. Yeah.
I've still got the same set that I bought when I did the motor swap on that Thunderbird.
Wow.
And oddly enough, I've loaned it to people thinking I'm never going to see that deal again. Now I got some room in my toolbox. Boom, here it is, comes back.
Do you have the plastic ones or are they metal?
They're plastic.
Are they just like his?
Yeah.
Mine are all white.
No, mine are all white. They're on like a little bank. That's how you got about them 25 years ago. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm looking at. It's what I have.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to have that.
What else, guys?
It is mandatory if you're gonna do any Ford stuff. The last thing that I have as a prop is simple and it's stupid, and I got mine from John for free.
Oh, look at that! It's a timing light.
Yep.
Nobody has these anymore.
Really?
I do.
Nobody uses them anymore.
Right there, I can see it.
Yeah. I got a timing light, a 9/16, a flathead screwdriver, and a pair of New Balances I keep right behind my seat.
I will say the other thing I'm looking at, timing light, right here. I've got behind the laptop, I've got a wall with the magnet strips you get Hobo Freight with tools hanging up that I use a lot. And one of them is the distributor wrench that kicks out. It's 9/16 on one end. You know that one?
Yeah.
Right there. It's also something. If you're going to be messing with distributors, that wrench is nice to have. Yeah, a regular wrench will work, but that deal makes it nice.
So I would love to have brought mine in, but mine is actually a long 9/16 that I cut. He's used it probably at my house.
I have.
And welded it back together at a 90. So you can drop that dude on there and tighten it from way up here. It's I didn't have the fancy one like you got. Yeah. I made one.
Another stupid thing.
Oh yeah, magnetic tray.
I do like
magnetic trays. I've probably got 50 of them, and I've used every one of them at one time or another.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking around. I'm just seeing more stuff. Give me a second. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wish I had made to the office like some kind of candy ass.
I love that it's
70 degrees warmer in here than it is in my garage, and I didn't want to have to run the heater.
I've been running this heater for about an hour now. It's all right in my garage tonight.
Okay.
Notice it's not that cold outside.
All right, man. So a few things I was looking at hanging on my wall.
Yeah.
The offset brake bleeder wrench. It works great, man. You really work good.
Yeah. So,
that deal. Get one of those.
Yeah.
Oil filter wrench.
Yeah.
This thing's the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Cheap. Hobo Freight. Spark tester.
Man, look at that fancy deal. Easy,
man.
Yeah.
Little stuff like that. Those things aren't expensive.
No.
They make life easy, though.
Yeah.
When
you need it, you need it. When you don't, it just hangs out.
Yeah.
Knowing it didn't cost much.
I don't mind looking up and seeing them on. See how dusty that was? I haven't used it in a while, but when I do brakes, I'm going to use that wrench. I'm going to put it right back in that case and hang it back up, too. And it'll sit there for another 3 years.
Yep. No, right on that. Chris bought a Mighty Vac.
Oh, I have one of those, too. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you can put this in the old tool collection. I was like, cool. It'll probably be F by the time I need it again, but
I can never get it to seal up good. It always had bubbles.
Oh man, I've used them and had pretty good luck doing the old one man bleeding job.
I've tried, you know, putting the looby dooby on there and putting it on to keep the bubbles from coming in. I just,
yeah,
I don't have a lot of patience.
I bought one at Hobo Freight last time, and it wasn't the Mighty Vac. It was like some little gold canister. Blah blah blah. I ended up. That thing wouldn't work. I ended up putting it like running a long hose off the other end, just sucking on it like some kind of dope head. I was trying to get a large volume of fluid through, but it didn't work. But his deal, he was able to get that deal to work. Replaced both calipers, both rotors, and then one of them fell off. He just fell off.
Spit it out, Fro.
Go, Fro.
I'm thinking about that caliper just falling off.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell a story that might embarrass Bo a little bit. I'm hoping not.
Nah, I don't care.
He'll be fine.
I'm a big dumb animal.
Sometimes it's handy to have those tools around and not necessarily for the reason that you think. Bo had an issue with his distributor. Shocking him every time he put his hand on it.
Boy, lit me up too.
Man, that's shocking.
No joke. Hurts.
So it was one of those things. He's like, man, I don't know what's going on here, but every time I put my hand on this thing, it's shocking me. And I was like,
yeah, when I went to grab the distributor to move it.
I was like, man, it can't be that bad. And I stuck my hand on it. Yeah, you lose feeling in your arm for just a little bit, like a half hour.
Did you try to put anything else on it?
That Emmett.
That'd be. You're saying.
So we called one of our buddies. He came over, and what we wound up doing is we wound up using the spark tester to see if we could figure out where the spark was coming from that was shocking us. Then he went around to each individual cylinder. I wish we had a clearer video on this because we have it on video. But as soon as he hit that center post where the coil was, you could see the spark tester light start lighting up. So it turned out to be something silly.
Bo, I actually found it. I was going to make a new coil wire. Just make a whole new one. And okay, go ahead. You can tell him what it was.
No, you go ahead. I want to hear.
On the end of the wire that goes, it snaps to the cap of the distributor. There were two end pieces. There was one on top of the coil on the cap, and then I'd put one on the wire, and I jammed them down on top of each other, and it didn't like that.
They were making enough contact to fire, but there was enough of a gap in it to where it was trying to seek outside the boot.
Mainly my big self.
Yeah. And
I would touch it. It lit me up.
And me
the crappy well. Thing is, man, I did it like three times too. It's not like I did it one time and learned my lesson. I did it three stinking times. Whatever.
We all have to learn things the hard way.
Whatever. Anyway, what else? Air compressor. Be not, you know, it's nice to have air compressor in your garage.
God,
I have a cheap Chicago pneumatic.
It don't matter. You have one.
There's not been a time where I went, man, I wish I didn't have that thing in a way.
Yeah.
It's always come in handy.
I have a big, beautiful, like 80 or 100 gallon speed air, like really nice compressor. I haven't seen it in 3 years.
That sucks. She's a fatty. God.
Yeah.
It is a nice compressor.
Yeah.
I got the old Cobalt 60 gallon. It works fine.
One of the tools that I got addicted to that I never knew I needed when I was over at John's house, we were building the Nova. I never realized how handy a vise comes in. Like it's a necessary tool. And yeah. I don't have a vise in this shop.
We had one at our at Extreme for years and years. I don't know. I think Jimmy took it when we left. I think it was in the shop when we moved in, but I didn't realize how much we use vices until I didn't have one. So I had to go. I went until there was a sale at Hobo Freight and I had an extra coupon. And I bought just a small, like 5-inch jaw vise, and I use it all the time. I used it yesterday. Very, very nice to have.
John gave me a small one that looks like it came off. It's something that a machinist would use. It's something that mounts. It's a small jaw, probably not 4 inches. But I mounted it to the top of my toolbox, and there's a thousand times when it's come in handy just to hold something.
Yeah.
So that I can cut it with the cutoff wheel.
Yeah, I've got one just like it too. You're not going to use it for like crushing or bending or doing some fancy stuff, but just for holding up, like you only got two hands. Feller had a third hand, boom, you got that little vise.
Actually, mine is a 4-inch jaw. I use it all the time.
Yours is a little heavier duty than the little guy that I gave him. Oh. It's just for like work holding. It's not.
He could have mailed this one to me.
It's right here.
Yeah. Mine's not near that one. But yeah, lots of little things.
What else
you see at other people's shops? I mean, to think.
You can go on forever. Files. Yeah. Nice to have a couple different kinds of files.
Oh my gosh.
C-clamps. It's nice to have C-clamps.
There's a whole drawer of files in the toolbox. Because you don't know what size of file you need. You don't know what shape. You got a little triangle file. You got a little round file. I've got
five files right now.
Half moon guys.
Yep. Very handy.
You got one that you think isn't working, so you grab a different one, and it turns out you just wasn't doing something right.
I will throw this out here just because it's something that I've recently added to the shop, and my wife thought it was silly. She thought it was stupid, and I'm fine with that. But now that I have a TV in the shop that is hooked to my Wi-Fi, like if there's something that I'm having a problem with, YouTube is a hell of a tool if you use it correctly.
Yeah, I finally joined the shop TV ranks.
I can see one of my favorite tools on Bo's wall and my other favorite tool right next to Fro.
Refrigerator?
A heater?
Yeah. Refrigerator and the TV. That's kind of necessities if you're working alone out there. TV to make some noise and refrigerator to keep my little friends cold.
This is our new refrigerator. Our old refrigerator went out.
Nice.
And it was one of those things where the fridge went out, and I went, the fridge went out, whatever. And my wife had apparently not realized exactly how much she uses the fridge out here, because there's probably 30 pounds of chicken nuggets up in the top of this thing right now. And like, it was one of those things where the fridge went out. I didn't care. It's whatever. She's like, no, we got to get a new fridge. Go to Lowe's. Go to Home Depot. Yeah. Find us a fridge.
What?
You don't. Here, I'll take you guys on a trip real fast.
Home Depot. You get that deal off of Marketplace.
Yeah. My house.
Yeah.
There's our fridge.
Nice.
And deep freeze. Don't mind the mess.
Yeah. Who in their right mind goes to Lowe's for a garage fridge?
How much is a new refrigerator?
John doesn't know.
I don't know. $4,000?
I bet you paid, what, $200 for that one, Fro, brand new?
No, it was more than that. But it inflation has got us on that.
Oh,
but
they don't have those anymore?
No, this is literally a $500 fridge.
Oh, it's more than I thought that would be.
And I can live with that all day long because I don't need. John, I'm gonna throw this out there. There's certain things that I don't want to buy off Marketplace, and those are things that contain my food
and socks.
A quick search nets me no less than 10 for less than you paid for that deal.
And I get that. I don't care.
Real nice Whirlpool French door. Whirlpool fridge on top, freezer on bottom deal for $300. I mean, you can't beat this. You got to know how to shop. Just saying. If I bought all of my hot rod parts brand new, man, I'd have way less cool of a hot rod. I wouldn't have near this stuff.
Man, I shop Marketplace way too much.
Marketplace.
Yeah.
And now Temu.
Hey, you got to stay off. You got to limit yourself on Temu. Set a timer.
Why you got to set a limit? I mean, you got to work to get up to $20 to justify putting in the old credit card number. Yeah. Like, you got to get a cart full, man.
I agree. And every bit of that stuff that you get is going to come in a package this big.
Really?
Yeah, they just smash it all together. It's going to look like a 4-year-old wrapped in Christmas present and wrap table. Yeah. Yeah.
They got a shop press out there. They put it all in a box and get that deal pressed down into a cube.
I'm not kidding. You wait and see. They do not do.
I'm going to order as much crap as I can. I want to know different story, but I don't know what my Temu algorithm is, but I got everything from car parts to tools to lingerie.
Man, I'll tell you what, I've had some weird stuff pop up on my, you might be interested in this. No, I'm not.
Like, I don't even know what that is or what occasion you would have to wear it.
Yeah. No, there's some weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Just saying, they got a weird algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm staying off of Temu.
For now.
Yeah. For now.
You'll figure it out.
Well, since we've spent probably enough time talking about tools, you guys seriously go out and take a look. A good shop vice is always good. You can't go wrong with that. Stop renting rental tools because they're all busted.
Whoa.
That being said, I'm not buying a ball joint press. I'm not doing it. It's just, I'd rather just buy an actual hydraulic press.
Yes. I concur.
So
I use mine all the time.
Bo, are you ready to jump into this blast from the past? Slideshow that I've got.
Yeah, I'm making a post on the Gearhead Facebook page right now.
Okay.
I'm going to ask everybody to share their favorite shop tools, garage tools. It's bought, homemade, or otherwise.
Homemade or otherwise. That's what I'm typing. Make sure you include that.
What?
Homemade or otherwise. Make sure you include that.
That's exactly what I put. Share your favorite shop tools. Bought, homemade, or otherwise.
We're going to get some interesting stuff on that.
I can't wait.
So this weekend,
get it going.
So this weekend, I wound up stuck at home again, because of this refrigerator. Because the refrigerator will be here between 8 and Tuesday, and he showed up later than I expected. So I didn't make it into town, and then Sunday I chose as my day to pick a fight with my wife, so that pretty much eliminated Sunday. Monday we had an ice storm, so I was stuck here for about half a day. So what did I do? I drug out some old magazines, and I thought, man, I ought to share some of these advertisements that we haven't seen in a while. How long has it been since you guys have seen a Predator carburetor?
An ad for one, a long time.
I haven't seen an ad for one, but I see them from time to time on the old Marketplace.
How much are they going for on Marketplace? Because I couldn't find a price on how much a Predator carburetor was.
It's looking
other
like...
Other than this at $300.
Like $300 to $600 range for a roached out, probably no way you could rebuild it, Predator carburetor, yeah.
So this company is actually still in business. So you can actually rebuild now.
Rebuilt Predator carburetors, $600 from this feller in Nashville.
Have you ever seen one?
Yeah.
Like in person.
Yeah.
It's just a one barrel carburetor, but it's like that big.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always thought those were cool.
It says from 390 to 930 CFM. So there you go.
As
that is
needed.
Crazy.
How do you do 390 to 930 as needed? Wild. It's wild. 930. That's a weird number, too.
I hadn't even read the
low end drivability. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't get me lying on specifics.
Who is it that makes a carburetor like that?
I have no idea. In motorcycles, I think it was Da Vinci, wasn't it?
No. I totally lost the name right now. Never mind. Carry on.
Moving on.
So anyway, that's I used to love seeing these things. I've seen a couple of them in person. It was always one of those things that jumped out and got me. Figured I'd pull this ad up. Did I already state what year this magazine was?
No.
No.
All right. I want you guys to tell me what year this magazine was based off of pricing from this ad and the next ad.
99.
I'm thinking 96 or 7. I mean, probably same damn prices in that era.
Yeah.
Pre 2000.
Actually, John hit the nail on the head. It is from a 1996 magazine.
Nice.
So you've got the venerable old Holley 1850, which is a 600 CFM at $176.95. I don't know how much that thing goes for today or if they even still sell it. But I can't imagine buying a carburetor now for $200 other than Marketplace.
still, you're not getting a good one on Marketplace for $176.
No.
And a Mallory distributor for $84.95 for a Chevy V8.
Yeah.
And then you see down at the bottom, they have four barrel emissions carburetors.
Oh, geez.
Excel distributors. I mean, that's not
the coil is what I'm looking at.
Oh my lands. Yeah. If I could turn back time.
Yeah, I would have bought a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah. Why weren't we investing?
Because okay, so at the time it wasn't investing.
This is what kills me. There was a time when the good small block Chevy intake manifold was like sub $150. And I can remember paying, like, I think I got a Edelbrock the 600 Edelbrock on sale from, gosh dang, what was the name of that parts store? Now it's a shoe store next door to what used to be Ryan's Steakhouse in Joplin.
Man, I have no idea.
I don't know what the name of that parts store was, but I got it on sale for like $200. The brand new Edelbrock 600 manual choke. It was crazy.
See, and the reason I wanted to throw this ad in there is because on a previous show you mentioned, John, that at the time a cam kit was only $100. You just go get another cam. Just go get another cam kit.
Yeah.
109.
109.75.
For a small block. 108.95 for a big block.
I swap cams in that Monte Carlo all the time. It was cheap. $150 and you get a whole cam swap engaged.
Now you can see from the third ad, this is actually Summit from 1996. The second ad was a company called Performance Automotive Warehouse, PAW.
Yep.
Had a big PAW with the blower motor logo on it. It's not in business anymore.
What happened to PAW? Because I could take that PAW and like sit on the toilet until I couldn't walk. Like that thing had everything in it, and you'd be like, how many times a guy just writes a whole recipe for the next motor he's going to build and got it tucked in there. Now you're like saving pages on your iPhone and stuff.
With the coolest Elgin cam they had in there.
Yeah. Yeah. The bottom of the list. Like, okay, how big a cam can I? Yep. That's the one. That's the biggest one.
Go and look at this
solid book. And that book was
you go and look at the Summit. It shows the cam kit, but what cam are you getting?
The performer cam.
Yeah, the performer.
Okay. So yeah, that makes sense.
The performer RPM. Yeah. Wasn't the performer like the equivalent of a 270 or a 280? The performer RPM was like the equivalent of a 292. I don't even remember now.
Pardon me. I tried to mute that and I just didn't succeed.
Hey, you totally screwed that up.
Yeah. I do that from time to time. I'll edit it out on the audio. It's fine.
All right. Well, thanks for taking us down memory lane whenever, you know,
man,
we afford all a bunch of new parts. Now we're marketplacing it.
Man, I want to go back in time, buy a bunch of these parts, and then have them.
I just want my income now with parts prices back like that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Like, what are you going to do this weekend? I don't know. Build a whole nother motor.
Yeah, I'm bored.
All right. So is there anything else you guys want to throw in before we get into the obligatory Facebook marketplace?
No, let's talk about marketplace finds. I'm stoked.
Okay.
Do it.
Now.
I found both of these.
Good job, Bo.
You know, I'm on marketplace a lot. I'm going to share.
Cover a couple subjects that some of our people may be interested in. Sick week is next week.
Yep.
I think so.
Yep. And sick week's next week, and there's going to be a whole ton of people fangirling out because Jeff Lutz is bringing old Mad Max out of the cobwebs and gonna, you know, provision down on everybody. Yeah. Like that guy's.
I was listening to the 187 like Q&A thing on the Facebook Live deal.
Yeah,
they were saying they might go join in just to watch Jeff whoop on people. Not join in, just go fangirl, just go watch.
Yeah, I mean, I would, but damn, that's far.
Yeah, that's a trip. I got stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, and we have people that are going to be there, so shoot a message over to old Mike Narks. I believe he is going to Sick Week.
Yeah.
I'm not positive, but send a message over to him. Tell him to ask Lutz something silly. I'm trying to pull up the schedule. I was hoping you guys would actually go a little bit longer than you did talking about Sick Week.
No.
No. Sick Week is next week. I don't know if anybody else has done the math, but we are literally 90 days away, sub 90 days away from the circuit.
We are?
Yes, we are. Was that a question mark or a period?
No, okay. That was a statement.
Okay, yes, we're sub 90 days away from the circuit, and some of us have a lot of work to do and minimal motivation.
Temperature does that to you.
Yeah, temperature does that to you. So got that coming up in a hurry. Saturday, I guess everybody's going to hear this. I don't know. You'll hear it at some point. Today's as we are recording, it is the 22nd. The 27th is open registration for race week. So if you are a feller that is half a mind to do Rocky Mountain Race Week, which is in the plains, evidently, you would want to clear your Saturday morning at least for that 1 minute and see if you can get in.
They did some testing to their entry system this last weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They Saturday morning they had a for like a dollar you get to buy a chance to win ticket number one to either race week or race week the other part duh. So three 300 people got to spend a dollar and get an entry, maybe.
And it was
less than a minute. I was all geared up to do it, and I was watching a TV movie, and that's what I do on Saturday mornings. I get up really early and then fall asleep in the chair. So I fell asleep in the chair, and I woke up an hour late. Good job, me.
Were you watching dumb shows like me?
I was actually watching the Blues Brothers.
See, I watched, and I don't know if I mentioned this at the beginning of the show or not, Run, Ronnie, Run, and Harley Davidson, Marlboro Man.
Yeah. I woke up, I fell asleep, and then I woke up just in time to say, just in time for the, we got both kinds, country and Western.
I'm glad you guys are at home and warm and enjoying TV in your chairs.
Yeah.
I was at the local civic center coaching my little girl's basketball team where it was zero when we walked into the gym. So
yeah.
Oh wow.
I was wearing
a good solid two and a half hours of that
start. I was wearing basketball shorts.
You were
and a hoodie. and sleeping my way through Blues Brothers.
Anyway, all right, let's get it going.
Well, hold on. The only other thing I had is Hot Rod Power Tour did announce their 2024 schedule this year for anybody who might be interested in that. It is a 5-day tour this year instead of the usual 7 days. It's going from Beach Bend Raceway in Bowling Green to Lebanon, Tennessee, to Louisville, Kentucky, Hebron, Ohio, and then Indianapolis, Indiana for the last stop. So not a bad little tour.
What month is that deal?
That would be June. June 10th through the 14th. That's going to directly fall over race week, if I remember correctly.
Same time as race week.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
So non-race weekers, Power Tour starts then.
That would Let's be, get into this. It wasn't on top of race week, which I fully intend to be in attendance of. I would be seeing if we wanted to recreate a fond memory.
I agree. It's not a bad route. I mean, Beach Bend is 10 hours away. I have that picture on the mantle. My wife, it upsets my wife daily.
Because you used to be way thinner?
Wow.
Not funny.
You know how to hurt a guy. No, because I have a picture of me and you, but I don't have a picture of me and her.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That too, yeah, no. Not
okay,
just
one hint or tip of advice. You get the digital photo frame. You just add photos over from your phone to the frame, and it cycles through. That's what I did for us. It's a 12-inch digital, and right now, it even does short videos. So I sneak in pictures of the wagon in there.
That's awesome. I would do that, but I literally have the only pictures on my phone are of cars and dogs and motorcycles.
Well, a picture frame dedicated to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up with this car?
So let's get into the marketplace deal.
This car is beautiful, and if you don't think so, then you're on the wrong channel.
What I love about this car is, and you know what? I'm going to save it, because what I love about this car, we'll talk about after the next car. All right. So what is this, 72 Chevy Impala?
Yeah.
Four-door, big wheels.
They could be bigger.
I think it sits good.
I think it sits really good. They could be a little bigger.
I think it sits really good. I think the interior looks like something that I would actually drive. It looks like something I would enjoy. I don't know what it is about that front end, but I love that front end.
It's making a
statement.
It's
just a beast of a car.
Old. Look at
it really is.
Nose. Yeah. I mean, look at this. Like that bow tie is just hanging out right up there. All proper.
Yeah, it's a half an acre.
Yeah. It's just like bugs be damned.
A bow tie's a foot wide.
Yeah.
What I like is the huge wheels and the drum brakes. That's safe.
Yeah, I mean, a guy could perch this deal up by just putting some disc brakes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I would put a little bigger wheel on this thing. But you just need to clean this thing up. It's got a chrome kit, so it's got to run really good.
Yeah.
Super gonna leak oil.
Yes. Is a timing cover chrome also? Looks like it, huh?
I think it's got a chrome timing cover, so that's obviously leaking. Yeah. But I know a guy that's got 9 sets of small block Chevy valve covers. We could just roll through them all until we find some that don't leak. Turn these into little disc clamps.
Yeah.
But see, this is all one kit because it's all Edelbrock. You've got an Edelbrock air cleaner, Edelbrock valve covers, Edelbrock intake manifold. Guaranteed there's an Edelbrock carburetor under there. And I bet that time the cover says Edelbrock.
I bet you this kit was bought in 1996 for $37.99.
I bought that same kit at that same parts store that is now a boot store next to the old Ryan's Pickup. No fooling. Like, legitimately, that same deal.
See, now, honestly, this should have been the only picture on the Facebook ad.
Man, you get a lot of calls just off of this picture alone.
I mean, that's a lot of calls.
A little sun faded, but we've all got a buddy that could bring that around a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking at it and I want to buff it real bad.
Yeah,
I say that I would get half of that hood done and be like, I'm done with this deal.
Man, that's a lot of hood.
That's like buffing a boat.
That hood don't have near the crackety cracks that hood did that you got off of.
Oh no, that hood is mint.
That hood is mint. Yeah, this thing looks easy to buff out.
Yeah.
Oh, the good thing is you can stand on that hood to buff it out, so you'll be fine.
Yes. The cool part about this car, like, you don't even have to get hotel rooms if you got a car like this.
No, true.
You just lay down in that front seat or the back seat. This is the only downside. Blemish. It's a blemish.
I mean, there's some rust.
I don't know that you can call that a blemish.
I feel like it's pretty blemishy. I mean, you replace the door.
You could.
And try to match 35-year-old paint. You should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know this car's been painted at some point. You can tell by
just
looking
at that. Keep it away from me because I'll have it all sanded down in a couple days.
Yeah. You know how Bowfix is a little blemish on the door.
So 72 Chevy Impala Kingswood four-door. Original 350 engine and transmission with the dress-up kit. Runs and starts like normal. No mechanical
What's
issues.
Normal, though?
What That's does that what mean? Sucks about the ads.
It runs like normal to me. Because okay, good.
No mechanical issues. Heat works. 24-inch chrome wheels that aren't big enough for John. Headliner 20, is in
26 is a joke, yeah. Headliner's intact.
Leather interior with Impala symbols in the doors.
That's arguable. Like, is that really leather?
We'll go back and take a look at that here in a minute. Nephew dented the door with running a four-wheeler into it. New door can be ordered on eBay. Needs paint job. Could use new tires. These tires. Oh, never mind. I don't know what's going on with the tires. These tires are low profile 22 inch tires. One tire is showing thread. Yeah. So somehow you got 22 inch tires on a 24 inch wheel.
They're made of cotton. They're made of threads.
Yes. So let's go back and look at this leather interior.
It's not. It's that vinyl.
I don't know. Hold on. You know, that may actually be leather.
That looks leathery.
That looks leathery.
That looks leathery.
The only picture of seats.
Yeah. Yes.
I was thinking it was going to be cracked out vinyl.
No, that's leather.
Wow.
That's the good stuff.
That may actually be leather.
I'd have called BS on that for sure.
Anyway, I didn't share the price. I didn't share the contact information on this one. Pretty sure it's sold.
Really?
John already bought it. It's in his garage right behind the Nova. That's why he's not recording out there.
I don't have enough real estate to have that car at this point, but if I did,
I just want to point out that I appreciate it when people try to help out with, like, you know, the nephew dented the door with running a four-wheeler into it. Oh, that's a good explanation. New door can be ordered on eBay. Cool. You want to pay shipping for a door that big? What's that going to run you?
Hey, brother, this deal is still for sale. And if you're if you're in the market for such a beast, search out around the Waynesville area in the 6,500 range, and you'll find this immaculate specimen. I've still got it saved in all the other stuff that I'm not going to buy because I don't have room.
I went through and cleaned up my saved items the other day. There was a lot of stupid stuff in there. What was I thinking?
I've deleted a couple of what was I thinkings, but most of them, I don't delete them until they're sold.
Yeah.
That's perhaps one day, Timu will get into the 72 Impala business, but until then, this is your guy. If
they ever start shipping them deals, I'm down. It'd probably be like that. It'd probably be like that hallway table that I bought for Shanda. It came in and it was like this big.
It's a Barbie table.
Miniature. Turns out miniatures really are a couple $100. That's dumb.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. What's the next car? Or this is what I'm talking about.
A guy could build a sandwich on that trunk.
A guy could build a motor on that trunk.
A guy could grill 48 burgers on that.
Like when you were driving down the road and you were like, gosh damn it, we got to get out and look at the map. You get out, you lay that whole Rand McNally out on that trunk lid. You got plenty of real estate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a 67 Plymouth Fury four-door.
Yeah.
This, Bo sent this to me, and I went, man, maybe I made the wrong choice on wheels and tires for my car.
Yeah, it convinced me.
I would, if I got this car, I would leave those wheels on it.
Yeah.
I think you guys already got the car set up good.
Yeah.
I would de-fishbowl the deal, so you're...
Oh, I tint the windows.
Yeah. That's the only change I would make. Maybe let a guy cut and buff it a little bit. Jeez. Man, that interior's nice.
That's nice.
That is a nice interior. Whoa.
I am angry at how nice the interior is on this car.
Look at that headliner. Man, that front seat's not in any good shape, but if you could make it match the back seat, that interior would be downright tasty.
Yep.
It does have that cool floor mat there. But let's go back here. That back seat is amazing.
The headliner is amazing.
The headliner is amazing.
I'm more impressed with the headliner.
Yeah. I don't even have a headliner.
I'm going to buy this and we're going to drive around like and just look like a bunch of Kennedys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's what rich people felt like in the 70s. Yeah.
So this is a 67 Plymouth Fury four-door, 383, two-barrel, factory AC, not perfect on the outside, but not terrible either. Motor is out and disassembled, had bad exhaust valves. Block was clean, inspected, bored, blah, 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 oversized. Ready to go back together, clean interior, except driver's seat, factory fuel tank is gone, fuel cell is in the trunk. So, it's you're getting a car that doesn't have a motor in it for $4,000.
It's got the motor.
It's
just not in it.
You put your fancy twin turbo LS in this deal, go leaving wheels up in a 67 Fury four-door.
Good. I don't know if I'd do that with this car.
Maybe.
I'd almost keep the 383.
I think I would bag it.
This does
it's not look a horrible idea.
A whole lot like a car that a guy could just cruise.
Yeah. I'd just bag it and make it a cruiser.
Yeah.
I really want
there are definitely some similarities between that car and that car.
Yeah.
So that's where I wanted to go with this. Both of these cars are four doors, and you guys are both happy with both of them, and that gives me at least some kind of hope.
I like four doors.
Yeah. I'm not against having four doors.
But all right, final marketplace ad of the night.
Yeah, let's see the mystery card.
This gets to be another one of those. This is another one of those where you guys get to guess the prize.
FYI, Bo and I, neither one have seen this next one. We don't even know it's coming up. What?
I like it.
Wait a minute.
Now,
I don't hate it.
This is listed as a ranch chair. So for the audio guys, this is an old wooden like deck chair that now has looks to be old Ford fenders on each side with headlights and turn signals and a grill through the middle. But it's not just one.
Oh, it's
two.
This one's not as good.
The first one's a little better shape.
I like the first one better. Yeah. All right, so it's a package deal? Yeah. Both or none? Or
it is not. It is not a package deal.
Okay.
Go on. I think, yeah, okay. Oh. So there's a picture of the side by side. They wired that deal up. Yeah, they wired that one up. The headlights are functional.
Yeah, they got bulbs in them deals.
Still trying to figure out why would you need headlights on your armchair, but okay.
Sometimes when you're watching the game, you just want to let them know that you're proud of them.
It's going to get dark eventually.
I mean, I'm not against it. I just don't understand.
I mean, they're 7-inch round halogens. It ain't like they're bright.
That's true.
I put them on a key fob. That way I could go ahead and like project my way to the bedroom and then turn them off from the key fob. It'd be nice. You say $650?
I said $650 and I instantly regretted it.
Yeah. Think it over. But, take a look at them. Obviously, this is in need of some sweet patina or some Poppy's patina. You know, you're going to have to do that if it's going in the house.
I'm probably way off, but I'm going to stick with my $650 a piece.
Oh, $650 a piece?
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be more than that, though.
So that feels like people are being silly.
But, well, we are living in a world of silly people.
Okay. I do want some wheels and tires on each of these.
Yeah, if they had wheels and tires poking down, maybe.
John, what's your guess here? Give me a price.
I don't know. Are these not like $300 a piece?
Or say he's gonna say $400.
$300 for the pair. No, they are not.
All right. $800 each. I was going to say $750 each.
Two industrial farmhouse car chairs. $800 each. Great conversation pieces to any man cave or industrial furniture collection.
I get it. I don't think that's outrageous.
I don't think it's outrageous.
I don't. I think they're
really cool. Say this. I may have a new hobby.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, so here's the deal. The one on the right, the grill in that one, that's too cheesy. I don't like the one on the right.
Yeah, I know. The one on the left is in much nicer shape. I agree.
That's the same grill that was in my air conditioning and heating vents in my Ranger when I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
But see, this is the other chair is just, it's flat stock. That's all it is. And they've just mounted it.
Yeah, but it looks better. It looks more like what the grill would be.
Yeah.
And I like the lower lights on that one, the turn signals or whatever, or running lights, whatever they are.
I would have probably used just some like three-eighths round bar for the grill. That'd work too.
But I may have a new hobby. So that's it for tonight's marketplace.
Isn't it crappy old pairs?
Yeah. At $800 a piece, how much has he got in them?
I don't know.
You probably got time in them, though. What's your time?
You got time in them. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for time.
Yeah. Hey, maybe save them deals and see how long they sit on the old marketplace. You could build like 100 of them things and put them on marketplace. And nobody's buying them. You just have 100 shitty chairs.
We talked about tools today, and we did not bring up welders. Not one time.
Yeah, I love
welders. I don't have a good welder, so I don't like to talk about my welder.
But I'm in the market. I'm always looking. I'm getting one. Sorry. It hit me. I was thinking about building stuff like that, and I'm like, I couldn't even do it because I don't have a welder here.
Oof.
I'd have to take everything to Devin's or Jimmy's.
I got the good Weldpak 180, the good Lincoln deal. And then I got the 110 Wonder titanium from Hobo Freight.
Yeah, how's that working out?
Deal works like a champ.
Does it really?
Yeah. If you don't need to, I mean, when you pick it up, you know that thing isn't got the innards of a welder that would have a decent duty cycle where you could actually weld something.
Right.
But if you're just doing like tacking up body panels or a quick little something here, like it'd be great to be able to tack some stuff together and then pull it out and really burn it in with something else.
Yeah.
But it's super versatile. You can just grab it and throw it wherever, plug it into. I mean, if you need to weld some stuff in your bedroom, you got plenty out. I mean, you can use it anywhere.
Yeah.
But, we've used it more than I thought we would have. I don't use my other welder a lot because I gotta plug it in.
You gotta unplug a dryer or something.
It's a whole big deal. I got like 50 foot of cord that I gotta run from the dryer in the laundry room to get. Hey, and then
you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
My air compressor is wired into the same breaker as the dryer, so I can't run the dryer and the air compressor at the same time.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, you go take a break from all that laundry you're doing.
Yep.
Daddy's got to run the compressor.
Everybody here knows now, it's been long enough. They hear the air compressor run and don't turn the dryer on.
Yeah.
But
anyway, no, those are two really good welders. If you're going to weld something heavy, like a lot of it, don't cheap out on the welder. But if you're doing like sheet metal body work, cheap out on the welder because who cares? I didn't go like super cheap. I didn't go like all the way down to the Chicago Electric shelf. Stayed on the titanium shelf. Little green deal. That thing worked like a champ. And I'm not exactly sure what I'm getting ready to buy, but I'm really wanting to buy a TIG welder. I've heard good reviews on that, the Eastwood rig. If you're just a hobby guy wanting to glue aluminum together, I hear that's the thing to buy. So I'm going to think real hard about it.
I think you hurt Bo's heart on that one when you said if you're going to do body work or sheet metal, cheap out on the MIG because who cares?
Yeah.
No,
it's enough body work to know.
He's not wrong, though.
You don't need a big welder
for body work.
You need something that's not going to blow a hole in a body panel. You need something that'll just zip 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 zip, bunch of little tacks.
I'm half tempted to buy one of the multi process welders that you can MIG or TIG for, or use a spool gun with.
Yeah,
spool gun might be where it's at.
No,
I've never used one before.
No, there's. We can chat about that offline, but
all right. Anyway,
no spool guns.
No.
No,
I've never used it. It'd be fun.
No.
Speaking of tools you don't want to buy, I was going to drag a tool out of my toolbox. I have a radiator comb. Has anybody ever used a radiator comb in their life?
Nope.
Okay. Somebody crushed a bunch of fins on a radiator at work. Our chillers on the machines have fins. And I did send a guy, said, go to the parts store, buy a radiator comb, get that crap straightened out. Because the airflow was impeded by the crushed fins.
Not your favorite guy. Not your favorite guy, huh?
Yeah. There's a sensor behind it that, and it kind of convinced me that that's very important. But also, why do you have a crushed up fins on your radiator? Yeah, half a fro is froze.
Yeah.
Half a fro froze.
That means we're out of time.
I'm just going to do the rest of it like this.
Lean over the other way.
We can't. It looks like two shoulders married together.
There you go.
There you go. That's it right. You can almost piece them together.
Almost.
A little lower.
There you go. Oh, up a little bit.
Ooh, that's about right. Good job. All right.
Okay, that's good. Don't move. All right.
Good job. Go team.
On that note.
Hi, everybody. If you're listening, like and subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah. We never say that, but
leave a comment.
It would be helpful if a feller would, like, if you feel compelled, maybe like, subscribe, leave a comment, throw a little share out there once in a while. It ain't gonna hurt feelings.
No.
Not even a little bit. Frozen.
I'm messing with it.
By himself on this video that's froze up. I don't think we're gonna get any more valuable content out of him.
No, we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the end of our productivity. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you and good night.
Good night.
Everybody, love everybody.